our sound is already defined for us by the instruments. Like we started out, I started out with a Rickenbacker 620 because I like that Tom Petty sound and the Romantics kind of jingle jangle. And people kind of coined us as a power pop band, not hardcore punk. Like each set, we would probably have 2 to 3 hardcore punk sounds. Like Video is a hardcore punk sound. Thrasher. We got a new song called Sticky Boy, which is pretty hardcore. It's fast with a lot of distortion. But initially, we started out kind of emulating the Romantic sound to some extent and playing quirky music. And a record producer out on the East Coast a few years ago called me to get permission to put us on a power pop compilation he was putting together on the East Coast. And I said, sure, no problem. But I think we got booked with bands like Cinecide because if you have like 3 bands that sound exactly the same at night, it gets boring for the audience. And so our band helped mix it up a little bit. And we influenced a lot of bands like the 27. I don't know if you remember them. They were extremely hardcore. And we started playing with them and we were doing some reggae stuff. And sure enough, after a couple months, you start to rub off on those guys. And they started writing reggae music. It was fascinating. And it's just fun to hang out with the people that that we played with so many years ago. They're still around. Like Skid Marks from the Flirt is in the Seatbelts. We used to play with them. We actually recorded at the same studio in Livonia called Livonia Sound. And I was always an amateur recording guy. In my second home, I put a studio in the basement with a sound room. And we actually recorded a lot of our own music, to get it refined to a point where we liked it. And we got some airplay on like WDET, WRIF back in the day, when they used to have a show called Homegrown or something on the weekends. They would play tapes that people sent in. So it was all fun. Everybody's interested in music because it energizes you